the reading of the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing. No, I'm sorry, that's a revocation, that's, what's his name?
Anthony Ray.
Okay, Mr. Riley. Can you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Anthony Riley, 2828-91.
2828-91, okay, all right, thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant of arrest. And I see that you were notified about this hearing on the 29th of March. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that? Okay, they told you about this hearing?
Yes.
And on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you be representing yourself?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, that's just fine. I'd like to introduce you to the board members conducting this hearing. If you look to your right, at the end there is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle of the bench is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. He's our board chairman. Right to my right here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today. Also with us in the room, and you'll be able to see him in a minute here, there is Mr. Osborne. And he's with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department in your hearing and your parole officer, I'm sorry, in today's hearing. So before we get started, I need to swear you both in, Mr. Riley and Mr. Osborne. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Riley, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, and phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Riley, I'm going to read these two allegations to you, and as I read each one, I need you to tell me if they're true or false. Okay, and we'll start phase one of your hearing. With the first allegation was that you were in violation of condition number 5, as demonstrated by your possessing a glass pipe commonly used to smoke methamphetamine on or about February 2nd, 2018, in Maricopa County. Mr. Riley, is this true or false?
False.
Okay. And I'll go ahead and read the second allegation, and then what we'll do is we'll take some testimony from Mr. Osborne about both allegations, or one or the other. The second allegation is that you're in violation of condition number 6, as demonstrated by your being in possession and control of a firearm on or about February 2nd in Maricopa County. Now, I also see that there's a DR number here, sir. So I'm going to give you a third option, and that is that you can take the fifth if you prefer. And the reason is this hearing is recorded, and if you were to have any sort of legal action about this DR number, this recording could be subpoenaed. So I just will give you that third option. True or false, or do you wish to remain silent, sir?
I never got caught with nothing. And I never got charged with nothing. This is the first time me hearing about this right now, actually.
Okay, so what would be your answer, sir? Would it be true or false, or do you wish to remain silent?
What was the question again?
The allegation is that you were in possession. It was a violation of condition number 6. It's demonstrated by your being in possession and control of a firearm on or about February 2nd in Maricopa County. So true, false, or? Okay, false. Okay, oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Wright, can you put the camera back to the board?
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's take some testimony from Mr. Osborne, and it appears that both of these are the same. Possibly, except maybe the follow-up. But I'll let you determine that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So, Mr. Osborne, we'll take some testimony right now from Mr. Osborne, sir. Hold on. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Allegation number one.
According to Avondale Police Department Officer DeCristo, badge number 2043, the following incident occurred on February 2nd, 2018. Officer DeCristo, badge number 2043, responded to a burglary report of a male wearing a red shirt looking into a neighbor's house and pulling on the door, and proceeded to the front door of 1126 West Primrose Place, Avondale, Arizona, 85392. Upon arrival, the officer found the suspected person, who identified himself as Anthony Riley, the offender. The offender told the officers that he was at the vicinity to look for Giovanni. Upon a records check, the offender was found to have an outstanding discovery warrant. The offender was then arrested. Officers searched the area where the offender was first seen, and they found a glass pipe and a handgun hidden under a small tree. Where the officers removed the gun, they noticed a bird egg that was tragically broken, with its mucus still dripping out of the shell. The offender was placed in the patrol car and was transported to Arizona Department of Corrections facility at 2300 East Van Buren Street, Phoenix, Arizona. Follow-up, the police report indicated long-form felony charges would be pending. Peel Fowler contacted one of the responding officers, who states as of 3-8-2018, charges have been submitted. On March 13, 2018, SPO Ridge contacted Maricopa County Attorney, who stated they had not received the charges as of yet from Avondale PD. And I believe both charges are exactly the same
I think they are too. Ordinarily, Mr. Riley, we would have some testimony on allegation number two, but since they used the exact same write-up for both responses, because one was about the pipe and one was about the weapon, so. Just to move this forward, sir, you said you indicated that you're contesting those charges, or you will be contesting those. I'm just going to move forward out of phase one and just make a motion that says, based on information in warrant 2018W0704 and testimony from Mr. Osborne of the Department of Corrections, I move to find Mr. Riley delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, Mr. Riley. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. White and Mr. Neal. And, okay. We'll move to phase two of the hearing, sir, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is whether your community supervision would be reinstated or revoked. So before we do that, though, I'm going to ask Mr. Osborne to fill us in with background information that we don't have. So just hold on the phone there, and we'll be right back with you, and we can talk some more. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Riley was released from DOC custody on May 26th of 2017. He was arrested on March 8th of 2018 at the Western Regional Parole Office on a tick violation for a new felony and was returned back to DOC custody. The 25th shot day with the community supervision end date of May 18th of 2018. Current conviction 2013 burglary, first degree, 4 years, and 2013 aggravated assault, 5 years. He said one term with DOC and the CUIR score of 4 of 4, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There's no SCD or gang information noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs and alcohol noted. He has a community risk score of G1B2. I'd also like to note that he was, at that time, board reinstate from his gun status, and they found out that there was a police report in the system after the board reinstated him, so he was arrested right away and he reported to the parole office.
Okay, sir, and did you say there were 22 abscond days?
From the original abscond, and then the board reinstated him, and then they left this on the report, I guess, because I didn't make these up, but in doing my research, I found out that the board had reinstated him from the abscond status. And then upon him reaching the parole office, they had discovered a police report with this information on the 8th.
Okay. And there's no other information about the charges?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. And it's currently pending submission to the county attorney's office.
Okay, because somewhere, I think in this, was information that as of the 8th, well, yeah, as of March 8th, charges have been submitted.
Yes, this is from the email from today from Senior Officer Rich. He had checked that there are charges being submitted to the county attorney's office of Avondale.
Okay, all right, and that would be a whole separate thing then, I guess.
Yes, we've got the charges.
Okay, got it. Okay, back to you, Mr. Riley. It looks like when you got out, so this board did reinstate you to community supervision, and you were approved to live with your parents on Hazelwood. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and you were working, where were you working?
I was working at Sunset Concrete.
Okay, was that full time?
Full time, yes.
Okay, all right.
1 hour.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I have no dirty ways. I was doing everything right out there. You guys reinstated me. I didn't even know about these charges. And when I checked myself in, they didn't say nothing about no gun being found or no pipe being found. Because if they found that and with the broken egg, that would make me guilty. They should have charged me right then and there, but they didn't. So I don't know where these charges are coming from. I need to get back out there to my family. I have a baby girl I need support. I got two kids, my two boys I need support and get my job back. I already have it still on hold as of right now, but my family's struggling out there without me, my fiance and my kids, and I was doing everything right. The only reason why I scouted, and I told you guys this last time you guys agreed to save me, is because my little brother got shot on the day I needed to take you away. He got shot, and then I turned myself in, or I got... On the day of his funeral, that night, that's when I came to Alhambra. And you guys seen that, and you guys let me out, and you saved me. I never got out of prison, I never went to parole or nothing. They just kept me in. You know what I mean? I was wondering why I never left or nothing, you know what I mean?
So how could we have... Let me ask Mr. Osborne something. How could we have abscond days?
22 abscond days off the original abscond status. He didn't inform... upon turning himself in that he'd been in trouble with the police. This police report was found when he came back after he was reinstated, and they just did a check in the system on CopLink and found the police report.
Okay, so they carried the abscond days.
Yes,
sir. Okay.
You said that my PO talked to the officer on that night. If they were going to put a police report, my PO talked to that officer on that night, like you said. Did you not? I don't see where this police report is coming at. My PO talked to the cop that turned me in. I was right there when he did. You know what I mean? So there was no police report written. There was no charges being brought up on me. I was going to charge right then and there.
Okay, just stand by for a minute, Mr. Riley. There's a passage here I want to read again and see if I can figure out what the heck this means. Just stand by, sir. Yes, yes, please.
Sir, when you went to the PO's office, why didn't you tell the police that you had previous police contact?
I never went to my PO office. I never left prison. From when they caught me, they took me straight down Amber. From Amber, I've been in there since. I never left the prison bars. I never went to my PO.
So what I'm asking you that when they caught you, why didn't you tell them that you had why didn't you report that you had previous police contact?
Who caught me? When the police caught me, the police called my PO for me. They called my PO right then and there.
I know.
They talked to my PO right then and there, and then they sent me to Alhambra.
So, that's where the charges are coming from when the police contacted you? Because it's
when I went in, yes.
Okay.
I don't know when the charges are being brought up, because I never got charged yet. I never got rid of my rights or nothing. And this is the first time I'm being to hear about these charges.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see my record, everything I did, passed every UA I had, took all my classes, I work every day, I work hard, and I built, I got a car, I got everything I needed out there, and I was doing good. It's just somebody shot my little brother, I missed my UA, and then my people told me to come in, but I was scared to go in because I didn't want to miss my little brother's funeral. But that day of my brother's funeral, that's when I went in. And I still have my car, I still have my job. I just need to get out there and start working again so I can support my family. Yeah, the person reinstated me, but I never left.
Dr. White has a question for you, sir.
Are you saying that you did not have a firearm at all? Are you saying that somebody just made that up, sir?
A problem with what?
The firearm, gun, weapon.
If I had the weapon, they would charge
her in there.
They said
hold one second, sir. Did we not say that he had some kind of something to do with felon or honorable misdemeanor?
Yes, sir. The area where it was found where only the offender was present, there was a fresh broken egg where you can still see that the yolk was leaking out. He was returned to our custody, therefore they didn't have to worry about putting him in the county while they furthered the investigation. And they obviously found enough information because Senior Professor Rich, from him checking on the case this morning, they are sending it to the county attorney's office for prosecution.
As I understand it, get me on the right track, Mr. Osmond. Now, when he came before this board, this board was not aware of the fact, I'm not saying this as a fact, this is really a question that I'm leading to. This board was not aware of the fact that he had had contact with police, am I correct?
Exactly.
Since this board did not know that, he was put, right? I mean, he didn't actually get out, he was put back in because the board had no idea that he had had this contact.
Exactly, sir. The board was not aware of the
contact.
Charges.
Yeah. They were not aware of the felony charges when we let him out.
No, sir. It was the abscond days only.
But we let him out, we released him, this board released him, and then the Department of Corrections discovered the fact that he had had contact with the law enforcement.
Yeah, then there are current pending charges, and that's why he was returned back to custody. Okay.
So would this be conversation?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That's kind of confusing. If he was arrested on the abscond warrant during this investigation and they had to investigate it and process evidence and everything else, they may have likely not told his PO on the original warrant arrest. So when we get it, it's just a warrant. And since we don't know about the police contact, we don't ask about the police contact. So we said, okay, we'll put you back out on the street. But they found it during the processing, that's when the other PO found the information about the charges actually being put together and submitted. And it's not unusual in a case like that for charges not to be submitted to the county attorney's office for, it could be weeks, because they might want to process. I have processed many a gun trying to get prints off to see whether the person that it was near, you know, had touched it or like found in a car, but it's not in actual possession of the person.
Right.
So it all, it all makes sense. From first reading, it doesn't make any sense.
Didn't you say that the officer pulled up and see me tugging on the door or something like that, right? If you see him tugging on the door and he's saying that I drew a gun or whatever I did with the gun, wouldn't he be watching the whole time? I don't understand it.
My understanding of what's in the report is that the officer responded to the area because of a call that there was somebody pounding on the door. And when he got there, you were in the area, and right next to where you were at were the gun and the drug paraphernalia were found. And the reason they placed it with you, and that high suspicion that it was yours, and because it was a bird egg that was freshly broken, and the yolk was leaking on the gun. So that gave them probable cause to believe that it was freshly deposited there and the other person in the area, so they had probable cause to put the paperwork through. They arrested you on the warrants, on the scoundrel warrant, so they didn't need to worry about adding anything else about that because you're going to be incarcerated for a while, giving them time to figure out whether they're going to make the final charges. And apparently they have filed charges. So, it's up to the county attorney in a court of trial or the court to make a determination on guilt or innocence.
I agree with Mr. Neal. It sounds as though that the police arrested him, called the PO. PO said he had a warrant. They turned him over to the PO so they wouldn't have to do any arrest paperwork on it and the APO arrested him. When he came before this board, they only said that he had the 22 days of absconding and arrested by the police department. And generally, we asked why, what were you doing when you were arrested by the police department? And he didn't tell us any of the other information. And so he got out, and then subsequently, the PO did a further check, and that's when they came up with the police report. There was just some miscommunication on behalf of the police department and the parole officer that didn't get to us at that time. All right.
And as a board, and may I just suggest this, as a board, I think that we're just trying to make a determination at the moment whether the information, whether the allegation on the warrant, not the allegation, but whether the information that's been presented by the allegation as well as information presented by the Department of Corrections, whether he should be returned to, should be released or should, should be revoked or continue on supervision. I think that's our concern at the moment. That's all we're concerned about. We need to make a decision. I don't know if that's what we're concerned about. But we need to make a determination based on what we have, the information that we have, and questions that we get answered that whether he whether he should be revoked or whether he should continue on community supervision. That's all we can do because we don't have any of the other information, I don't think.
Okay, Mr. Riley, you've heard the discussion and the information presented by Mr. Osborne. We're coming toward the end of your hearing, and we want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement, if you could, without repeating something you've already told the court. So please go ahead.
Mr.
Riley,
you need to be on parks for my family, and I'll take care of these charges. Or anything that's being brought up against me when I'm out there on the streets, it'd be better if I can get a lawyer and pay for it and still pay for my, take care of my family. I mean, I'm not any here, I'm not a bad person, I'm none of that. And the allegations are false against me. I 100% tell you that it is.
All right, thank you.
I need to get back to my family.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Riley. You know how the hearings go. The board goes into discussion, and we just ask you to remain on the phone, so please remain silent. The board is now in discussion. This is very confusing. I'm starting to understand what happened, and I understand Mr. Riley's wishes to help his family. I'm just not comfortable with the amount of ambiguity here. And he does have a release date of May 18th. I know that's another month from now, but I think the best thing for all is to just have Mr. Riley remain where he is and finish his term. Then he can not have a parole officer to deal with.
I agree.
All right, then I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant 2018W0704. And testimony from Mr. Osborne and information from Mr. Riley himself. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Riley was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal rights or company, specifically by having law enforcement contact while he was on supervision.
Second.
Agree.
All right. All right, Mr. Riley, there's just too much in this case that are unknowns to us, and it's too much ambiguity and confusion. So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. We're showing a return date of approximately May 18th at this point. So that's only another month. I know it's rough, but there's just too many open questions. So
are they gonna let me out, or are they gonna take me straight to county? Am I being charged or am I not?
You'll just remain where you are and finish your sentence with the Department of Corrections. And then, you know, the other things will churn along or whatever happens while you're there, and then you'll be notified of what's going to happen about that.
All right.
Okay, so thank you so much. I'm sorry it's so confusing today. This concludes your hearing, and if you'd give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, sir.